Welcome back to the post-game show. I'm talking now with Coach Darren Stevens. Darren Stevens, no, that was Bewitched. Coach Darren Smith joining me. Coach, off the top of your head, boom, go. What's your feelings right now about this game? Go.
Really excited. I'm so proud of the girls because, you know, they believed. They knew that if they defended hard and didn't get rattled with their pressure defense, that we had a shot to win this game, and I thought they followed through with that. You know, they're at the end, they're trapping, they're going crazy on us. I felt like we grew up a little bit today, you know, and that's going to be important down the road.
Especially in that first quarter. The game didn't start out all that well for your team, but they didn't panic, they didn't get frustrated, and that's a sign of some good leadership.
Well, I don't know about that, but because I was frustrated and aggravated. But, you know, we came out, and you can't simulate the pressure that they put on you. You know, with the press and then the traps and then the speed with which they do it. And I thought we were pretty well prepared for it, but you can't make lazy passes and float them or they'll get took. And then you got to get back defensively or they got some runouts there early. But I thought the girls just kind of settled in, trusted the defense, and then, you know, took care of the ball. We had 8 turnovers in the first quarter, 6 in the second. I haven't seen the second half stats yet, but and 2 of those were travel calls that I wasn't 100% certain about, and so I just felt like we took care of the ball better.
I thought one of the turning points was in that middle of the second quarter. You went on that 8-0 run to go mm-hmm. from down by 9 to down by 1. I think at that point maybe Boonville's thinking, well, we got them up by 9. It's mid and second. You know, this we'll get it by double figures yeah. here in the next possession, and your girls just fought back. And I think at the end of that, Boonville realized – this game is going to be a little bit closer than anyone thought.
I thought Jordan Hebner played a huge part in that. Jordan is such a good shooter and so unselfish. And you know, I'm sitting there screaming at her to step up to the line and take that three. She hit 4 in the first half, I think on 4 attempts.
4 in a row, yeah.
Yeah, and so, you know, she's just got to be a little more aggressive for us. Hunter and hit one then, and then we got Kennedy involved a little bit from that high post. I thought those were big keys.
Let's switch now to the second half and especially the fourth quarter. The defensive stats, their leader, who is a tremendous player, Lemons, mm-hmm. had 5 points, didn't score at all in the second half, and you held their entire team, which averages 60 points a game, you held them to a bucket and 2 free throws in the mm-hmm. entire fourth quarter, over 5 minutes without them scoring. That is, just speaks volume about what you preach to your kids.
About Liberty Cox, Kennedy Kiefer, and Maggie Paff. Those 3 girls battled her tail off. Kennedy battled her all night.
I thought Liberty had one of her best games, too.
I meant Liberty.
Yeah, Liberty.
Yeah. And then Kennedy, when she was in there, was helping off a 22 onto her. Maggie Paff did the same thing. You know, and then whenever we did get out of position, Jordan and Harley and Hunter were all in there helping dig at the ball. They had trouble just getting it to her. And that's a big key is if we could keep it out of her hands and not let her catch where she was comfortable with. 3 is a really good shooter. I thought Jordan did a good job on her. Second half, we contained 25 and 10 in front of us just a little bit better. Didn't give them the dribble penetration.
This, over 4 years now, has turned into a pretty fantastic series. You hoping to keep the series alive a couple more years?
Yeah, I think so. You know, it's we'll have to see what their schedule looks like. But, you know, it's a fun game. It's 2 contrasting styles. And it helps him see a slow down defensive style, and it lets us see that helter skelter get after you style. So yeah, I think so. I think we'll see about keeping it going.
All right. So you got the rest of the week off, and then it is the Cameron tournament after this quality competition, and you got to remind the girls, hey, Excelsior Springs maybe isn't on the level of Boonville, but we still got to be ready to play.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll come in and practice tomorrow, then be in on the weekend, and we'll get ready for Excelsior.
All right, Coach, congratulations.
Thanks a bunch.